Warning: the following podcast contains strong language which may be offensive to some listeners and/or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and it's pretty funny, so lighten up.
Hey y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the pain assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie. What's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Pain assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude. And they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear. Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Pain Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions podcast. It's another What's On Your Mind episode. As always, Jason Bruno, Pain Assassins, my right-hand man. Jason, I don't know how excited you are for our guest tonight. You've been kind of giggling all week. we've got the one and only Mr. Greg Masterson on tonight. So, Greg, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. So, Greg, if anybody doesn't know who you are, and we do have some listeners that are overseas, maybe don't know. I did talk to one of my buddies, and I was like, dude, I talked to Greg Masterson. He's like, I don't know who that is. I was like, you don't know who Greg Masterson is? He's like, I'm feeling really judged right now. And I'm like, you should be. You should be. So tell everybody who you are, where you're from, what do you do?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm so glad to be here, guys. It's something I love doing. Well, for everybody listening to the podcast, my name is Greg Masterson. I'm actually the creative director at Masterson's Car Care. And a little bit about me, I've actually just loved detailing my whole entire life. I just love cars. Cars is a huge passion of mine ever since I was just a little tiny kid. And I've done so many different things with automobiles. I've run a lot of different things with businesses. But one thing that I've had great success with is detailing. And I just had the passion, and it's been so strong passion for me in my life that I've actually done consulting and business growth with other companies as well. A lot of people know me from the Chemical Guys videos. And right now I'm actually designing products, and I do worldwide store openings with Masterson's Car Care. So we make a premium line of products that we sell online, and we also sell at our Masterson's Car Care factory stores, which we have been opening around the world. Right now we have 23 stores around the US or around the world. And we have about 7 stores in the US, and the rest are international. And awesome. So it's really cool that we get to do that. We just opened another store in Florida recently, which was really cool for me.
And we're in Florida.
In Boca Raton, just about 45 south, minutes north.
Yep, south of us.
Miami. Oh, a little south of you guys. You guys are in Florida.
Yeah, so I'm north of Orlando, and Jason's in Tampa.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, you know, out here with this, you know, what I do with Masterson's Car Care is we're actually focusing on opening Masterson's Car Care factory stores, which is, that's what this is behind me right here. This is actually a Masterson's Car Care factory store in Anaheim. And we have opened one of these in West Covina, right outside Los Angeles. We have one of these in Northern California, San Jose. We're actually going to be opening up one in the San Diego area. And we opened up our first East Coast store just a few months ago on March 20th. and the store was open since February. And Florida is a banging area, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a little bit, it was a little bit slow in California. Things were very slow. And we were going to open another store in California, but we said, hey, just open a store in Florida. We had an opportunity to do it, so we ran with it. And it's already had great success in Florida. And I went out there, I was out there for about a week and had fun in Miami during spring break and got to check out the Florida scene. And the car culture is huge there.
There's a lot of
business potential in Florida, I truly
believe. Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Well, everybody might be wondering, what's tonight's topic gonna be? I mean, Greg should just be the key, but for everybody who doesn't know, we're gonna kind of get into marketing and advertising. One of my biggest questions that I always try to ask people, because I've gone up and down, is AdWords works really great for me. We get that drives a lot of people to our website, phone calls, great for sales and things like that. But in looking to maybe add on to that, like where else, what else to do kind of thing. So Facebook's never worked for me. Instagram's never worked for me, but I've had plenty of people that are like, dude, I get all my business from Facebook. I get all my business from Instagram. So that's where Greg's going to come on. And Greg does some marketing shows with Marty on the Pints and Polishing podcast. So we figured we'd borrow him and have him come over and just kind of talk with us on like, what's the right way? What's the best way? Because listen, love him or hate him, you got to admit, Greg, everybody knows who Greg is and what he does because of his marketing. Like he gets on Facebook and makes all these crazy posts and cool posts and stuff like that. So Greg, man, I mean, like, I want to know, what do you feel, you know, in all your years and all your experience of marketing, what's the best tool or what's the best way to go about, you know, just trying to drum up some business, you know, whether it's you want to try to get a couple of more, you know, phone calls, or you want to just flood yourself?
You know, that's a great question. And for anybody who's listening to this and doesn't know what I do, like, pretty much my whole life is marketing stuff. And then there's a difference between selling stuff and marketing stuff, right?
Right.
Like, my passion is selling stuff, but I've spent a lot of time marketing stuff. And there's a big difference. And in the detailing industry, marketing and advertising is a skill and it is necessity for your business. But that's a necessity for your business, I believe, to selling, to the selling part, right?
Right. Because they kind of go hand in hand. I mean, you have to... The marketing kind of sells, the selling is based off of the marketing, you know.
Correct. Yeah. And the thing about selling is, I've realized in life, is nobody wants to be the salesman.
Right.
Nobody wants to be the seller, right? I actually want to be the seller. That's the fun part, the closing of the deal, right? They call it, a lot of people call it the close, closing the deal, right?
Yeah.
Why? In detailing, do you need to close the deal? Is because that's where the money is made.
Mm-hmm.
The money actually isn't made in the advertising.
No.
The money and isn't even actually made in the detailing. It's actually 100% made in the closing.
Right.
In the selling of the service. And you're selling a service if you're doing a detailing as a service side industry, right? And advertising, you need to get out there into people's eyes. And I feel like with advertising, and this is just what I've learned over the years, is nobody remembers where they saw you. They just remember that they saw you.
Right, right.
And that's why, like a lot of huge companies, they'll just do really quick advertisements. Buy ketchup, Heinz.
Yeah.
And you're like, what was that? Right? Because people, they don't even know, what was that? Oh, just Heinz.
Yeah.
Damn, ketchup. You know, and it's the same thing with advertising and detailing. It's all about how you get somebody's attention. Okay. But with anything I've learned with selling and advertising is that advertising needs to be different than everybody else. And that's the number one thing. There's only two ways to have success with a business, I truly believe. It's one, you're first, or two, you're different. That's right. That's the number one ways to win. You're first, mm-hmm. different. So like, let's just take detailing nowadays. So back, like, you know, a little while ago, years back, they have these things called ceramic coating installs. Right. And so the ceramic coating install, they were like, look, I got this ceramic coating install. It's going to be a great service to sell. Why was it so good? Because it was the first, right?
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
So everybody's buying it. Boom, 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 boom. After a while, only one person can be the first. You can't have mm-hmm. two first. All right. It's only one. It's only right. one first. It's like number right. one. Okay. And then different. It was different. It wasn't this other service. It wasn't this wax. It wasn't a sealant. It was ceramic coating. Ooh, it's like a mystery.
Right.
So that's why it sold so good. Well, let's just fast forward 10 years later. And now, is it first? No, because you can buy a ceramic coating at Walmart.
Right.
Is it different? No, because they're throwing the word ceramic into motor everything. Oil additives.
Everything. Right. Yeah.
So people are wondering nowadays, they're like, dang, my business, why am I not selling as many services anymore? Why aren't people picking up the phone and call me? It's because it's the same as everybody else.
Right.
They got the same here. This is the same over there, and you're calling for the same. Everybody's got the burger, right? And so if you want to get other customers, you got to sell something else.
Detailers. The entry-level coating game started in 2016 with Anyo Ceramic Coating. With its unique single-layer composite technology, Anyo allowed detailers to achieve greater levels of success faster. But in 2021, Anyo, along with Y-Wax and CC105, received a facelift. Now, under the HyperClean Ceramics line, Y-Wax is Uno, Anyo has become Dos, and CC105 is now Tres. Being a one-year, two-year, or three-year single-layer, that's right, detailers, single-layer ceramic coating. Pick yours up at the Detail Supply app, and if you mention Detail15, you will save 15% off your purchase. So go to the Detail Supply app and pick up Uno, Dos, Tres, and use the code DETAIL15 to save 15% off your total package.
You got to sell a different service, but you got to advertise differently. You got to grab their attention differently. And there's a lot of tricks to that, you know? But the number one trick, I think, is to do it all the time and to do it differently. To do it all the time and to do it differently. That's my two tricks, I think. You have right. to advertise every single day. Like with AdWords, you advertise every day, right?
Yeah.
You can't turn it off, right?
No.
That's the trick to advertising. People, they want to advertise and they're like, oh, the reason they say Facebook doesn't work or Instagram doesn't work or TikTok doesn't work. They always say, it's because they try it for like a week. And I had nobody call me. Ah, fuck this.
Right, right.
yeah. Right?
It's okay. We'll put the disclaimer at the beginning.
Okay. Well, anyways, like I was talking to somebody and they're like, Greg, you don't understand. This was like a couple weeks ago. This is somebody in Florida. And they were like, Greg, you don't understand, man. Detailing, it's my passion. I've been going so hard on it. And I'm like, how hard have you been going on? I've been going hard on it for a year. I said, call me back when you're on year five.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you've only been going for a year. Like, it's not enough time to say, dang, I've been going hard. 12 months.
Yeah. Shit. Mm-hmm.
It's not enough time. And so people want instant gratification. When they realize that this business, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it takes time to build. It takes time to build your clientele and things like that. So what would be your suggestion? Because again, right, like everybody wants to sell ceramic coatings, right? Let's just kind of take that because I'm one of those people, like, I don't live or die on ceramic coatings. Like, I firmly believe in the smaller jobs, the quick polishes, the wash and waxes, the interior details and everything like that. But obviously ceramic coating is nice because you get that one good punch ticket. You know, you're sweet for the week. Everything else is just kind of cake. But let's take the ceramic coating, because that's what everybody wants to sell, right? So like you said, right? Like, ceramic coating's not first anymore because it's been around for 10 plus years. And it's not different because every detailer is doing it, whether they're a certified pro master ceramic installer or they're just buying whatever DIY stuff and slapping it on a car, right? So how do you market yourself, put an ad out on AdWords, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever, to be different in a sea of all the same hamburgers?
You know, with advertising, for me, I think there's tricks to advertising with a business, right? Uh-huh. And the first trick for me is to go with the free. First of all, I want to find free. Where can I find free advertising that costs me nothing? That's my first goal. First priority, free. So where is it free right now? It's free on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. I can post stuff there for free. And I can move those links around, and I can post it here, and I can post in a group, and I can post on my own Facebook book group, and I can post on my business Facebook group. I can post on my business Instagram, post on the business TikTok. Then I can do it on my personal. There's a lot of free there. I like that. Free's good. You want to suck that in because you don't get a lot of it.
Yeah.
So take it in, suck it in, right? The problem is people bitch about those platforms. But it's fucking free.
Right.
I don't think people are actually utilizing Facebook and Instagram as much as they think they are. I think they're doing it a little bit wrong. And this is coming from somebody who has a Facebook group, right? So
yeah,
a lot of people will post, you know, their work in my Facebook group and everything like that, but it's for a purpose, you know. And then there's people who will promote their business in my Facebook group. And I try to tell them, I'm like, listen, you know, this isn't the place to do that, because none of your clients are in this group and none of your clients are going to see this. You need to do that on your business page or your personal page, where people in your area who know you can see it. And, you know, I think that if people do that more often, they'd probably get a little bit more hits.
I think they would get a lot more hits. To me, it's all about consistency, posting it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And people give up after like the first week. They don't do it enough. Okay.
Right.
It's like this is just a great example. People with business don't go after the big picture. They go after small, weird tickets in this detailing industry, like the weirdest trends. Like, one of the biggest things you would think in a detailing shop, like if you run a shop, like we run a shop, right, is water. Right? So selling water, how much would you pay for spot-free water, Alex?
It's like 11 cents a gallon.
I don't even know. I have spot-free water, so I don't know what I would pay for. If you were
a mobile detailer and you had to go somewhere and pay for water, how much would you pay?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
I just 11 cents a gallon is what 11. I pay.
Yeah.
He says 11. What do you say?
I mean, I would probably say somewhere around there. I mean, I wouldn't think I'd pay any more than 15 cents per gallon.
So in with detailing, okay, this is the crazy thing, and you're running detailing stores, all the detailing stores out here in California and a lot of other places, they use up a huge portion of their advertising sign to say spot free water. Okay. Right? The spot free water. I just called someplace just 5 minutes before this, so we could talk about this, because it's advertising. I was thinking about this.
Right.
I asked, how much is spot-free water there? It's 10 cents a gallon. So this place has a huge water machine that takes up a big percentage of their business, and they advertise on the front of their building, spot-free water, right? Mm-hmm. And then their machine to fill up the spot-free water is on the back of the building, Yep. Where they didn't even have to go through the store to get a transaction, and it's 10 cents a gallon. So the 100 gallons, they're going to get for $10. Am I correct there?
Yeah.
Yep.
So $10 is not going to keep the doors open.
Right.
On a business. These $10 transactions, fuck. You know what I mean? Come on. But these people are advertising on their sign, spot free water, right? Come buy my spot free water, $10 for 100 gallons, right? Wouldn't it be more economical to put something else there, tickets that would make them more money, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't, because somebody's telling them, dude, you got to buy the water.
Right.
People are going to buy so much water. Oh my God. They're going to be buying it all so much. I'm so thirsty. It makes me thirsty talking about it.
Right.
Absolutely right. Because I go to Ardex to go get our spot free water in our mobile vans. And literally, if we need a 5 gallon of anything, we walk through there. It's definitely a catch to bring people in. It's like a spider web. You know, you dangle it right there. 10 cents a gallon for water.
Yeah.
And then they go in to pay for that. And then they see all these other chemicals and products and tools, what have you. And then they start looking, then they stop buying.
Yeah. Now that's a good way to do it, because the customer had to go inside. This store that was selling the water, you did not have to go in the store to buy the water. You could just go around the back anytime and fill up the water.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how many customers were lost in that transaction.
Yeah.
Hundreds. Thousands, maybe, who the fuck knows? But that's an interesting thing. That's where the people are only have so much marketing you can do. You can only do so much marketing. And the sign is part of that marketing. I wouldn't advertise spot free water. I want to advertise something else. Like spot free water, I make nothing off it. Like you make a couple pennies. Pennies can't keep the door open, you know? That's my point on the advertising. People often advertise in the wrong places, just like you said. They're advertising the wrong places, or they advertise the wrong things, you know? That's truly what I believe on advertising. And I think detailers, if they stepped up their advertising and they were advertising the right things, their money making would go significantly high, like way higher. Like a good one that people are searching, I realized, is car cleaning or clean car. They don't even search auto detailing anymore. They search car cleaning.
Right.
So wouldn't it be better just to make a car cleaning a business, or put on the side of my van car cleaning?
Yeah.
Maybe. And that's those differences that you try, I think, is where the good advertising comes from, is when you change it up like that and you just do it totally different. Like we're not auto detailers anymore. We're car cleaners. Make it even better. We're auto janitors.
Yeah.
But right? I think that's another thing I'll say, I'll agree too, is like, there's so many details, especially in Tampa. So you got to stand out. Like you got to do something different in your advertisement to stand out above the rest. So anybody who's listening to this, be different. You know, Greg did it. He's different. And that's why everybody knows who he is.
Yeah. Be different. 100%. I tell people be different, because you cannot be the same as everybody else.
Right.
So technically it could even come down to your verbiage, right? And how you decide to, you know, put that ad on Facebook or put that ad on Instagram or whatever, when you put your, you know, your picture of the shiny car or whatever, you know, your cool and clean interior or something like that. It could even come down to just trying to change up the verbiage, try not to use the same old description and keywords that everybody's using. Change your verbiage up, change your description up. But of course, you know, when stuff like that, you still want to kind of use the same similar keywords or the same keywords, because that's what's gonna hit on the algorithm.
Something that I believe over the years is marketing changes. You know, like the internet is the television and the television is the radio.
Right.
And so this shit changes yearly. And something that's very important right now is it's not about the written word anymore, because I think we're past that. And now TikTok, Google, everything, they pick up your voice.
Right.
And there's a new feature on TikTok right now where you just press the button and it translates your whole video with subtitles already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty fucking accurate. I talk really fast, so it's different. Like, I have to fix some things here and there. But if you talk regularly, dude, it's hella accurate. So it knows what we're saying.
Right.
And it uses those analytics to place your stuff everywhere. And I believe with detailing services is detailers need to understand that they need to be the one taking video and they need to be in the video talking with their voice. Guess what? Your voice fucking sucks. Who cares? Everybody sucks. Guess what? You're ugly. Everybody's ugly. We're all ugly. Right. Get over it. Make the video. Right? Because it's going to pick up the voice. And that's what people need to get over. They need to understand, shit, I need to do it. And if they think, oh, dang, I don't know how to do it, fucking figure it out. It doesn't take very long.
Right.
With advertising, you know, and the written word is too much. I think we're getting past the point of paying to be at the top. Okay. You know, right now you can pay and you can be up on top. How much you want to buy AdWords for auto detailing or for car wash?
Yeah.
Those are expensive AdWords. Can you afford that? Many people can. And how much money will it generate? Who knows? I think we're past that point now. What do you feel
about
AdWords?
I mean, listen, we pay like $12 a day. We don't have a huge AdWords budget. But you're kind of right. I mean, when I first started out, I didn't make enough to be able to afford AdWords, you know, to say, oh, we're going to spend $300, $400 a month on this thing. But when I did it, you know, it made a big difference. I mean, for me, if I sell one interior detail or, you know, maybe a couple of waxes off of AdWords, it pays for the AdWords for the month, right? And then everything else is off of that. If I sell a ceramic coating. This is
for the service business, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. How much of a percentage of your, like, if you were to take your gross sales, How much of a percentage of that is your advertising that you're spending on advertising?
Oh man, not a whole lot. I mean, we're doing between $7,000 and $10,000 a month. I mean, we're kind of small because it's just like, me.
Really?
So $400 a month for AdWords is, I mean,
right.
You know, I probably should bump it up.
What they say is they say that to have good success with AdWords or advertising in general,
right,
that you should be paying between 3-5% of your gross sales into advertising to be able to see some type of growth. They say.
Yeah.
Now, business is all about formula. How much we spend here is going to equal how much we gain here.
Exactly. Yep.
And advertising spent here is going to equal that. The great part about advertising for a business is it's a write-off. It's 100% write-off. So if somebody wants to spend advertising budget, fucking spend it.
Yeah.
Because it's great advertising. Spend it out. People need to decide how, I think one thing about detailers is people need to decide how much money they're going to spend on advertising. And a lot of detailers don't. They're just like,
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, and again, when I started, I never thought about, you know, spending money on advertising. I was just used to the, you know, the referrals and, hey, you know, we've got our Facebook on, so people Google something, you know, like I didn't realize like AdWords and SEOs help push you up higher. So when people do Google like detailing and your name comes up, you know, there's a difference between coming up first, second or third that people are going to call those numbers. Or you're like 20th on the list, you're never going to get any phone calls.
Yeah, See, I think with advertisers, people, what they're missing out, detailers, a lot of them, is they're missing out where to advertise to because they need to figure out who their clients really
right.
are. And that is the trick. When people detail, they need to realize, who am I detailing for? Am I detailing for Rick and Betty, who are 65? Or am I detailing for John and John and Jerry, who are 30? Who am I detailing for? You know, those where I advertise is much different. Like older crowds, 60 to 70, is not going to use Facebook, and they're not going to see your clientele. So in Florida, just like you guys, clientele super old, or not super old, but it's older. It's older. So a lot of those people aren't going to use Facebook. And something that I noticed is advertising, we're talking about advertising, is I was running some advertising on Facebook. And the way I knew that the people didn't know what they were doing on Facebook is because we ran advertising and then we looked at all the people that clicked the ads, and the people that clicked the ads, their Facebook profile pictures were like jacked up. They were like weird pixely, like they were like, they weren't sized right. Like they were like taken on like a digiphone and like up in some weird way. And it was too small because it was like taken on a super old flip phone. You know, because why? Because older crowds use flip phones. You know that? They still make flip phones for
They do. My dad uses one.
There you go.
He can't use the smartphone.
Yeah, they can't use it. Yeah. And so they still make every company still makes like a flip phone, you know, and because the old people, they go, it has to be the flip phone. They say like, it's the only thing that they know. Right. So who are you advertising to? Like, I spend a lot of time in detailing groups posting pictures of cute girls with bottles and hanging out on our product floor right here, because the people that I want to connect to are ages 18 to 34 male.
Right.
And they're on Facebook. Technically, I want to advertise on Pornhub.
There you go.
Why not? Like,
why not? Exactly.
Literally, I want people to be like jerking off, and then be like in the corner, be like, oh, wait, what the hell? A Masterson's car care? Like, oh, what type of connection is that? That's great advertising, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, to be on that type of, be like on X videos or something.
Bro, you're just
like, or like,
different shit to the next level.
Yeah, could I be advertising with Brazzers?
Right.
You know, because that's, those are the crowd.
This segment is going to go out to Walt Sanders as the Details After Dark segment. So
just throw that
out there for Walt.
Yeah, so that's the type of advertising that I'm looking for, because that's where my card is. Because they're already on, men are already on there. They're spending all their time online. They're ages 18 to 34. They're jerking off online because they don't have a girlfriend. They're probably 18 to 34, right? It clicks, boom, boom. Oh, dang! They spend more money on their car because they don't have a girlfriend. That's just that they're young. It's not that they don't have a girlfriend, just they don't want to commit. They want F with B, friends with benefits.
Yep.
You know, so they're not married. They don't have a girlfriend. So they'll spend more money on their car. They buy more things online, products. Where are they? They're on Pornhub.
Right.
Let's grab their attention. That'd be a great advertising. You know,
fucking stroke, Masterson's car care. What
there
the
you
fuck?
Go, right? Boom! You know, you grab that.
Listen. I think first thing tomorrow morning, you should be reaching out to Pornhub and asking them how you get ad space.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Do you have an OnlyFans, Greg?
No, I don't have an OnlyFans. People ask me. I get in trouble with my wife, but that's super important. Like what I say. So that's just our example of advertising, where we should be advertising, right? But if you're trying to get an older crowd, should you do that? No, you should probably be advertising with some signs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was Brian Guy always used to tell me is, you know, find your market. You know, if you want to detail Corvettes, like get in the Corvette groups and just market to the Corvette guys. If you want to detail Camaros, get in the Camaro group and detail the Camaro guys. If you want to detail old rusty bucket pickup trucks, you know, get in those detail groups. So it's, you know, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you're marketing to that age group, male kind of deal. So it's the same thing for the detailers. If you want to go after a certain you know, thing, classic cars, exotic cars, jacked up pickup trucks, whatever, like get in those groups.
That's the thing that people need to understand. You shouldn't market towards those cars. You need to market towards people that love cars. Mm-hmm. Your best ticket items, if you're a detailer, is the what you want as a detailer. And I've ran detailing businesses. When I was 18 years old, I ran a waterless detailing business and paint correction. Okay. Uh-huh. So I did paint correction and waterless detailing. In like the first year of doing it, when I was 19, we sold $105,000. And I was doing this like part-time, doing like washing and like paint correction, random paint correction. It was like a paint correction a month and a bunch of washes. Right. So it's so easy to do, but the detailers can step up their game in that same way by finding clients who have multiple cars. I used to do detailing for a guy, and I would do the detailing for him in the morning once a week. I did this guy's cars for like 5 years, right? Uh-huh. Every week he had five cars. So I'd come there, I'd go there at 7 a.m, I'd be out by like 9:30. And sometimes, depending on how dirty the cars were, you know?
Right.
And sometimes some of the cars just needed like a quick once over, wipe down, you know, clean up, a little freshen up here or there,
yeah,
a little shine, you know, take a little rag and boop, 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 you know, and done, right? And that was my whole day, but he paid good, he tipped good, it was a great gig, right?
Right.
Detailers need to find that, because that guy paid for my whole day. And it was great, because me as a young kid, I was like, boom, I go over there, I'm in, I'm out, I got the whole Saturday, it's done.
Yeah.
I'm out by 9:30. You know, I'm back in bed by
11. I will say one thing I see a lot of detailers doing, which I think is pretty genius, is they're holding car shows at their shop. I think that's a perfect opportunity for the car enthusiasts to find out who's detailing and how they detail and what their shop looks like. I think that's a perfect advertisement right there.
Yeah. Another advertisement, which I recommend to do that really changed the game, is selling products, detailing supplies. I think that's one of the greatest ways to double your business down. Because these retailers, if they have a shop, that means they have space. If they're holding a car show at their place, they have a lot of space.
Right. Yeah.
So you should be utilizing that for retail space, some percentage of that. Because I guarantee you that people come in, they're going to want their wax. They're going to want their tire shine. They're going to want some air fresheners just between some jobs. People really want that.
Right, right. And the other thing too that I noticed that some detailers do with that is aftercare kits, you know, especially with selling a coating, is they'll have, you know, like here's soap, here's a rag, or not soap, but you know, whatever.
Microfiber.
Yeah.
Gel spray.
Right, you know, and here's some tire shine and some wheel cleaner or whatever, and throw it in a bucket and you know, listen, I've started thinking about seriously doing that and just incorporating the cost of all that into the ceramic coating. I mean, realistically, like, you know, I could afford whatever all that material is going to cost me with what I'm charging for a ceramic coating. And even if I had to bump my ceramic coating prices, $50, $75, like, what's that going to matter when they're already paying ceramic coating price if you're just... $50 or $75 more.
It's minimal. And you know, when I was doing detailing, my higher end services, this was like 2007. Okay. So it's 2007, right? This is over 10 years ago. So I'm running a business, and the higher end service of a paint correction was like $650 for a high end paint correction, like on a small car. Okay, like a Porsche, and paint correction, like a two-chase paint correction, interior detail, setup, everything, $650. When I did the detail, I'd always throw in a really nice microfiber. And depending on the car, a product, like a detail spray and some mints right there, when I delivered the car, the customers were always so happy. They were like, dang, oh my God. And the crazy thing is that I called a company at the time, and I used that product. I got it wholesale. So I got it like 50% discount.
Right.
So that bottle only cost me like $5. Yeah. Right. So $650 job, I spent like $5 on this bottle plus like a $2 microfiber. It was like $7. You know what I mean? Right, so right. I just incorporate that in. And yeah. It made the customer so happy. You see the smile on their face. They're like, dang, you're giving this to me? We're like, yeah, man, this is yours. It's a gift on us to maintain our great job. Oh, thanks, man. I'm going to tell everybody about you guys. Thanks.
Right.
It's just like that. It's crazy. You know, people love it.
Well, let me ask you this, because that kind of brought something up when you did that. So as far as marketing goes, do you think it's a good idea and something like that, right? So let's say, you know, your detailer today is doing something like that, wants to give a towel or whatever. Do you think marketing wise, like putting your logo on that towel or dropping a pad of paper with a pen with your logo and everything on it, and you throw it in the cup holder, that way they've got pen and paper to write something down if they're, you know, at a stoplight. Do you think things like that help, or is it just
trendy? I don't think that's marketing. I think that's part of the follow-up. Uh-huh. That's actually like auto follow-up. It's like encouraging a re-follow-up. The marketing is to grab the attention. It has to grab the attention of new customers.
Right.
If you're doing detailing, your job is to find new customers. Where do you find these new customers? Through marketing, through advertising. Yeah. So you want to get their attention, right? I was on another podcast. We were talking about this with Marty on the Pints and Polishing podcast. And we were saying, if you made a Super Bowl commercial, what would you do? And so this was a completely random question. So this was 100% random. I'm just good at this, so I think about this. So 100% random, I just picked the company name. The company's name is going to be Dick's Detailing. So, right? So we have this commercial. It's Dick's Detailing, and it's a Super Bowl commercial. It's 60 seconds. It talks about detailing, right? And this guy buys a car for his daughter, and it's a fucking ugly, or it's an old car, and he takes it to Dick's Detailing. He gets the car detailed, right? So he gets the car cleaned up. He gets it all cleaned up, and then the girl drives the car, and then it goes by. It shows different snippets of her life, and she's always taking it back to Dick's Detailing and shit like that, blah, 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 blah. And then, so it's making the customer trust the company, blah, blah. And then at the end of the commercial, it goes through a bunch of shit, but what we got to was that she sold the car, and she said, hey, I always use this company. Go to them, hands her the card, and then the commercial ends, and it says, always trust the Dick. Dick's Detailing. Right? So that type of stuff. Why is that great? Because people are gonna be like, dang, always trust the Dick.
Right.
Always. All right. And so why is that great marketing? Because it's gonna find new customers and they're gonna remember you.
Absolutely.
Right? Both hits, right? But you have to find new customers. But we just picked that out 100% random. There's stuff you can do, you know, like okay, you're gonna make another business, right? Whatever the business is. Let's just say it's Kevin's Mobile Detailing. Kevin's Mobile Detailing, best hand jobs in town. Put it on the back of your car. Do something like best hand jobs in town. The fuck they go to you and put the web, you have to put the website like right under it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, call me hand jobs. Yeah. Stuff like that. You know, this type of stuff grabs attention.
And it sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Controversy sells.
You know what doesn't grab your attention? Ceramic coating.
Yeah. Right. Hey, you want to shock them a little bit, and they're like, oh my goodness. And
no, I'll tell you this, it's like a joke. If you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Right.
Right.
So when people are like, and it's like when you have to explain, it's like when you have to explain what you do, it's not sexy. What do you do for a living? You're a lawyer. Oh, dang. Like, oh, what do you do? I'm a doctor. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. What do you do? I install ceramic coatings. What's that? Oh, well, it's this stuff that you put on the lawn. Like, okay, oh, but here's a better one. Right. What do you do? I wash cars. Oh, okay, cool. Like right there, oh better, right? Yeah. It's better just to go just like that. What do you right. do? I wash cars. Okay, you're gonna get more business. That's great advertising right there. Boom.
Right, because you say that, and then the first thing they say is like, oh, well, my car's kind of dirty. Like, how much do you charge? What do you do?
Okay, so like you're picking up girls. You're picking up at a bar. Boom. Hey, oh man, you're cute. Like, what do you do? I wash cars. Oh, really? Well, you're dressed kind of nice, Greg. Well, yeah, you know, like I'm off today. Okay. well, and then they're gonna always ask, well, I have a dirty car. What? You know, can you wash mine? Well, I specialize in Ferraris and Rolls Royce. What do you drive? And then, I drive a old Lexus. Oh, well, you know, I can give you the number of my friend, Alex. He specializes in Lexus, right? Okay, boom, there we go, right? Yeah. Okay, that's how, it's better than saying, what do? I install ceramic coatings.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Oh, it's this coating that we put on cars. You can't see it.
Yeah.
But we know it's there.
Right.
You know? Can you do that to my car? Well,
and you're exactly right, because that's the one thing I hate is explaining ceramic coatings to people. Right? Because they have, like, they know they want it. They have an idea about it, but they don't know what it is. And you're trying to tell them like what you said, right? Like you can't see it. It's better than wax, you know, and it's just, I hate explaining to people what ceramic coatings are.
Yeah.
I hate trying to sell them by trying to explain it.
Exactly. You know, these videos, they're hitting the cars with plastic and lighting it on fire. And people are like, can I light my car on fire? And then you say, no, don't light your car on fire.
Yeah.
And so it's very difficult advertising that, when in reality it should be advertised as, your car's dirty, I will clean it.
Yeah.
And in reality, the advertising shouldn't be, here's how clean I'll get your car, because guess what, everybody, they all want a clean car, and they're not gonna be like, dude, you didn't give me the cleanest car. Like, you could have done better than this, but you didn't.
Yeah,
right? What the fuck, dude? Right? But they're all expecting a clean car. So it's better to advertise this way. Hey, well, you are over there fucking the hooker. I can be washing your car, right? Well, you are watching Sunday football. I can be washing your car, right? Well, you're at Little Bessie's ballet. I can be washing your car. Oh, right. Your dog pissed in your car? Don't worry, call me, because you can still keep eating dinner, and I'll wash your car. Don't worry. Just call me up. Fuck it. Leave that poop there. Call me. Go eat dinner. Don't miss that appointment. Doctor, don't miss that, you know, $20,000 surgery shit.
Right.
Right? I'll be there. Just pick up the phone and call Dick's Detailing. I got this. Always trust the dick. Right? That's right. The way. Always trust me. I'm going to be there. Trust the dick. Tell them. Stay with me, doctor. Trust the dick. I trust the dick. I always trust the dick. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Let's do this. I think Greg should start making t-shirts that on the front says trust the dick, and in Masterson's car care on the back.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't click. It needs to be Dick's
Detailing. No, you can put Dick's Detailing Masterson's car.
They're not gonna get it, but somebody could do that. I told them, but I've already got the intellectual property on that. But we can do other things. Don't worry, we can figure out new bullshit type fun things. They're like, whoa, that's crazy. That was out of nowhere, you know? Yeah. Like, that's just funny. Because the best advertisers, people were like, dude, that's bullshit. Dick's Detailing? Right. You're like, no, it really is called Dick's Detailing.
Right, yeah.
People were like, dang, really? You know? Like there's a detailing, there's a place out here called Cluck and Blaze. It's a chicken place. You're like, Cluck and Blaze? Really called Cluck and Blaze? Yeah, dude, Cluck and Blaze. You know, like they're out here in California. There's a great food restaurant. It's called Pho, and it's Vietnamese soup. It's spelled FOH. And so all the places, there's just crazy names. There's like Pho, for lovers, tasty. You know what I mean? Forget about it. there's all these different places. Like, that's great advertising. You want people to look at you. You know,
You want to stand out and be different.
It's like with women. What's a great advertising? Fake boobs. They spend money. Boom. Advertising. They bought it. It's there. People see it. It grabs attention. Money. Boom. It costs money. Just say that's a fake. You're a hooker. You want some advertising. Let's buy the fake boobs. They're $5,000. It's $5,000 advertising. Just spread that around all you're hooking or something. You know,
divide it out.
Dang, okay, this paid that much. You got to spend some money on advertising, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. Well, Greg, I know you've got another thing you got to go to, and I know we're getting to close to our time for having you here. But man, I really appreciate you jumping on and making us laugh, but giving us good information too.
Yeah.
And again, man, you know, for everybody who maybe listens to this and wants to reach out to you, you know, and get a little bit more, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you or find you? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, your OnlyFans, which you don't have. So
I don't have OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But you can follow us on Facebook at Masterson's Car Care. And you can also follow us on TikTok, Masterson's Car Care. And we're also on Instagram at Masterson's Wax. If you just go on Google and search Masterson's Car Care, it's going to come up.
You're going to come up.
and we make a lot of cool products with advertising. Like, I'll give you an example. People are watching this. We make a marijuana-scented air freshener. You know that? Do you know that, Alex?
No, I did not.
I did.
We make a marijuana-scented air freshener. It's called Dank. It's called Dank, right? Why did we make that? People always ask me, why do you make that? Why do people want to smell their car to smell like weed? It's not. It's just that we made it for 420 and people search that, and it was a great searching, and people see it and it grabs their attention and they think of us.
Right.
It leads them back to the site. They buy that. And surprisingly, we sell like two or three a day. On a consistent basis. It's not like it's like every day two or three of these ship out. We're like, okay, like we made it as a joke just to get people's attention, but people really buy it.
Right.
And two or three of these ship out every single day, so it's like it kind of ends up being a lot. It ends up being like almost 100 a month.
Wow. Not bad.
On this rant thing, every day this morning we got orders for two of them. It was like, okay, like this is funny, you know. So that's why did we make that? It's advertising. People see us, grabs their attention,
right?
Connect with us. They might buy other products, but it's all about grabbing that attention. I think the best thing I want to say for Alex and Jason is, like, you know, people need to be afraid not to grab people's attention. You got to get over it. Like 100%. And it's different in different cultures. I talk to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, I sell a lot in Great Britain, and people are like, oh dude, that American style, I can't buy that. I can't watch those videos, the American style. I don't get it. Okay. Right. But I'm gaining their attention. They remember me. They know who I am.
Right.
I'm always thinking there, right? It's because that type of style got in their head, right? Whether they like it or not, you got in. And the reason I believe that is because nobody's going to listen to anything you say unless you got in. You got to get in the door, right? You got to get into the club first. You can't
exactly
be trying to pick up the ladies outside of the club. Hey, hey, look at me. Look at my nipple.
Check it out.
come out. Just come out here. It doesn't work, right? You have to get in the club. And how do you get in the club? You have to do some work. You got to spend some money. You know, I think that's the money. It's like advertising is like a club. You got to set everything up. You got to pay a little bit of money to get in. And when you get in, you got to be different to get your attention, or else you're going to be like every other Guido at the bar.
Right. No, you're exactly right. Yeah. No. I mean, listen, I've already got, you know, trying to think of some things to try and do, and you've already, you know, help me out with the, you know, if you're not first, be different. You know, try to do things somebody else isn't doing. So yeah, I mean, I'm even thinking of, you know, get them in on the little things and then bring them in and upsell them to the ceramic coating. Instead of trying to push ceramic coating so much, push a polish job, you know, right? Like advertise it, you know, for the budget person.
There's better ways to advertise. And I think a lot of it is like time.
Yeah.
Like, look, cause here's the thing about life, man. There's what's the one thing you can't buy in life?
Time.
No matter how much money you have or who you fuck, you are never going to get another minute in life. It does not matter. It doesn't matter what you do. You cannot buy that other minute. Right. And so if you're a detailer and you're selling time, that's great.
Yeah.
And you, and people should be selling time and results instead of what we're doing. Because you don't go to a restaurant, you're like, dang, you know, hey, what type of arugula is this? Is this from the Mendo Farms just outside of Rickville? Like, dang, I only eat that type of arugula with my salad. No, they don't do that. Just like they don't care what type of ceramic coating you use.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they don't care. They just want, when I go to a restaurant, I just want great meal.
Yeah.
When you go to a restaurant, you just want great meal too, right? Great meal and great service. And that's how it needs to be with detailing. It needs to be like a restaurant. I got a great car cleaning and the service was dope.
Yeah.
They treated me like a king and my car came out princely.
Right.
You know? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, Greg, I know you got to go, so I don't want to hold you any longer. again, I appreciate you jumping on. Man, you're a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I fucking enjoyed this one. I'll drop my first F-bomb at the end.
Yeah. Cool to finally meet you and talk to you and everything like that. I'm sure Jason and I could probably come up with some other topics down the road to maybe get you back on.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Jason, let you know, for everybody who wants to find you, where are we finding you at? You don't want
nowhere.
You don't want to be found. Jason's on a milk carton if you want to find Jason. We are Detail Solutions Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and I am Alex Russell CDSB on Facebook and A Russell 5150 on Instagram if you want to reach out to me. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it so much. Greg, man, I'll talk with you soon, because we'll try and figure something out, get you back on. It was
a blast and a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Feel free to let me know. Maybe we can give the subscribers some more great information. I just love giving great information out there. There's a lot of it out there. So if you guys like what we talked about today, be sure to follow us on YouTube. We do put a lot of videos out on YouTube. Like, a great video is how to make $100,000 washing cars. We have that on our YouTube channel. A great video.
And what's your YouTube channel? Because I don't think you dropped that.
Our YouTube is youtube.com/ Masterson's Car Care. Okay. If you just go to Google, if you're watching, go to Google and just enter Masterson's Car Care.
I know, but you know, sometimes people aren't the smartest. They want it dumbed down. Like, how do I find it exact? Okay. They don't want to have to search for it. I get it.
It's okay. You know, the great thing about information is that, like, I truly believe you have to go find information. Information just doesn't pop up. Like, oh man, this great information.
Well, I mean, tell that to the little FBI guy in my phone that, you know, whenever I think about something, it pops up everywhere. So yeah. All right, guys. Next
time we'll do it again. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
You guys have a great night. Thank you very much. Thank you.